It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, coming to you throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area, and of course worldwide at mybradio.com. mybradio.com. That is the platform that hosts every single past show that we've had on this program. And of course, it's where you could pick up the show on a weekly basis from wherever you are around the world. Now, of course, if you're in the New York, New Jersey metro area, the extremely powerful signal of 77 WABC will be able to connect you with the show. But when you're on the road, now you know how to reach it. And of course, a special shout out to those tuning in on the 77 WABC app. Well, yeah, I know it's like a broken record, but hey, it's something we're excited about, the Nielsen ratings. Nielsen, by the way, is the global measurement and data analytics company, and it has our show week in and week out in the top 10 in New York AM radio. What do you say to that? Yes, thank you. It's a testament to you because you have come to trust that we will deliver amazing, informative business content week in and week out. And we deliver. Well, this show on the legendary 77 ABC is all about you. Every single week, we seek in and interview C-level executives and business leaders, and we cover such a wide range of industries and topics. Leadership, strategic planning, emerging technologies, time management, customer retention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where we will share important tips in order to get you ahead in today's business world and to help you build your business. As we do each week, you got to be a mensch, right? We open with thank yous. Special thank you to Srili, Michal, Malka, Tova, Miriam, Dina, and the entire team at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who is the backbone behind this show. They are the ones that make it happen. I just show up and talk on the mic. But they're the ones that do all the magic behind the scenes. And a special shout out to the great team at Bottom Line Marketing Group. And a special thank you to the great team at 77 WABC, Glenn, James, Matt, Leslie, Chris, Tim, thank you. And a shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. We have a robust YouTube channel. We're on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts. The list goes on and on. Player.fm, the OG Podcast Network. You could pick up every single show that we've had here on this great program. And in particular, special mention, as we said at the beginning of the show, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. That is the platform that hosts every single past show that we've had on this great program. So what are we going to talk about tonight? Well, a number of, many in the audience are probably wondering, they're hearing me on the radio, but as I'm speaking, I'm on the floor of the main area in Prudential Center. And tonight's show is going to be a look back at a very historic campaign that Bottom Line Marketing Group was involved with and honored to be a part of. And, of course, we want to share with you some of the secrets behind the scene, how it all happens, and some of the takeaways. So, therefore, stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business because myself, along with Srili here, who's he is the producer here on the show.
Hello, everyone.
Yes, hi, Srili. He's the one that makes it all happen and with video work. And we actually came back just recently. We were in Israel. We were in France on behalf of Dirshu. And we want to talk about that and share some of the interesting behind-the-scenes techniques and from a marketing perspective, from an advertising perspective, what goes into a massive campaign? What goes into a massive project? And sharing those secrets with you. What I want to do is jump in with a very important topic, and that is how to deal with pressure. Okay, and this is so important because there are many people out there that are like they crumble under pressure. They just don't know how to handle it. And let's face it, a deadline is a very, very critical component to being successful, okay? When a client, like for example, Dirshu, they had this event. The planning started for this event 3 years ago, 2 years ago, One year ago, it started to really ramp up in earnest, and things started to come together, and the planning and the strategy, it all started to come together. But the bottom line, no pun intended here, is that there was a deadline. There was a date. They identified February 9th, Sunday, February 9th, which is, again, we're on the air now, but we pre-recorded. I'm assisting in a very big way our firm, Bottom Line Marketing Group. There are three major venues part of this campaign in Newark, New Jersey. It is the Prudential Center, of course, and then there's NJPAC and Newark Symphony Hall. And as mentioned, the events are taking took place, of course, because we are on now September. It's all a blur. It's February 9th, but the planning started 3 years ago. And I want to read a quote from Napoleon Hill: "A goal is a dream with a deadline." It's important to review this line. In fact, I'd even recommend to type it in, make it in, let's say, 48 point, and print it out and hang it up near your desk. A goal is a dream with a deadline. And the reason why it's so important to have a deadline and to take a spear and stick it in the sand and identify any type of particular goal, but attach it with a deadline, is because that's when it will really happen. We all know there are many things. People make commitments to something, but then if it's not tied in to a date, it's not tied in to a specific deadline, let's be honest, it doesn't get daylight. It doesn't happen because, just like Napoleon Hill said, a goal is a dream with a deadline. So this event was the ideation began years ago. They picked the date, and then they all work towards it. And that's why we're on the floor here. Again, I happen to be at Prudential Center as this is airing. There are many people that maybe are perhaps in the car already listening. But I'm just going to stress it one more time because of how important it is. A goal is a dream with a deadline. If you assign a deadline to any particular project that you would like to do, then there's a much greater chance that it will actually see daylight and happen, as opposed to just, we're going to try to do something. First, we're going to, get a committee together and to decide, and then we're going to think about it, and we're going to overthink it. Now, I'm not saying that research shouldn't be done, there shouldn't be strategy. Of course you need that. But at the end of the day, if you want to accomplish something, take that, take the spear in the sand, that metaphor, and assign a deadline to whatever you're going to do, there's a much greater chance that it will actually happen. When we come back, we want to talk about the video component of our trip, again, on behalf of Dirshu, and to share some tips that you could use in for your marketing campaigns. And certainly you can give us a shout at Bottom Line Marketing Group at 718-412-3505. That's my direct line, 718-412-3505. Before we go to commercial break, our giveaway this week is the book by Shep Hyken, Be Amazing or Go Home, 7 Customer Service Habits That Create Confidence with Everyone. Again, the book, Be Amazing or Go Home, a hardcover autographed copy, can be yours. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win a hardcover copy of Be Amazing or Go Home by Shep Hyken. Good luck. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times in the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luc Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Are you a life insurance agent or financial advisor? Then this message is for you. At Hidden Gem Life Solutions, we specialize in purchasing life and viatical settlements. We convert unneeded life insurance policies into profit for you and your client as listed. By partnering with the Hidden Gem team, you can make over $50,000 possible commission on a single deal. Visit HiddenGemLS.com and get started. Turn your client's liability into an asset by visiting Hidden Gem's website, HiddenGemLS.com. That's HiddenGemLS.com. Or you can call us at 516-342-5516.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Isaac Saftlis right here on 77 WABC. And I'm joined here with Srilli.
Hello.
Hello, Srilli. Our in-house, BLMG's in-house videographer par excellence. Thank you, Srilli, for the amazing work you do here at Bottom Line Marketing Group.
Well, thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. We're going to jump in. And at the beginning, the first segment of the program, we were talking about our work at on behalf of our great client Dirshu and their event that's taking place tonight at Prudential Center and, of course, the satellite locations at NJPAC and Newark Symphony Hall. The videos, they showed two of the videos that were created by Bottom Line, your works really, our work and our team's work. Let's go back and discuss it. We were sent on an assignment to take videos and to create a highlight reel from their event, which took place at Yad Eliyahu Stadium in Tel Aviv and at Dome de Paris in France. We created, again, their roughly two and a half minute recaps. Now, let's spend some time discussing that and the value of a highlight reel. But before we get to the value, to kind of get into the details, I think step number one is definitely the preparation. The suitcases. In the end, did you take your, what's that big,
The Pelican cases.
The Pelican. Did you take a Pelican in the end?
Yeah, I mean, what's interesting about event highlights is that it's all about the content of the event. So technically, video people could do their own event highlights on a phone. Obviously, hiring a professional, you'd get very high quality and very experienced, knowing what to capture at what times, which is also, by the way, goes into the planning, what to capture when. A lot of times, especially big venues, you have to be at certain parts of the venue to capture the meat, the real what will end up at the main part of the video.
Now, it's really, I must point out that on the Yad Eliyahu video and on the one from Paris, somehow, it's amazing. You were in the right place at the right time each time because you captured, again, the videos are 2.5 minute videos from roughly a 5 to 6 hour event. Imagine taking 6 hours and finding the diamonds in the rough, the needle in the haystack, and putting together, but it's got to fit.
Well, I also
got
to give credit to the event. Event itself, incredible event. There's always something incredible to, and that's an incredible thing. But also, I also could credit you a lot because when I was very young, you actually brought me to some events to be like
training.
A staff photographer.
Right. So
that's really
a good
point. Feel for. So yeah, it takes time to really get a feel for where events, pick up speed and which part of a venue you would want to be at for things to happen. But yeah, it's all about that moment, capturing the big moment where it happens and then cutting it together. And the editing is also a very, very big part of it.
Of course.
Because a lot of times you'll be cutting a part of the event that was, there were action, let's say, in the back of the event, and you'll be cutting it to where there was action in front of the event at two different, completely different times.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where the editing comes in. But it's fascinating. Event highlights is a very big, and of course, in social media today, it's capturing that big atmosphere.
Right.
It's a very
atmosphere.
Big
excitement. energy. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about, again, step one is packing. Make sure that you have the equipment that you'll need. Try to project the scope of the equipment. Obviously, you can't take along every last piece of equipment.
Especially if you're flying.
That's what I'm talking about here, traveling overseas, because we had traveled from America to Eretz Israel, then we went to Paris, then back to Israel, then back to the U.S., and again, you know, you took along the equipment that you knew for sure you would need, and then you know we kind of dialed it back. We didn't take along more, absolutely more than we would need, because then it just get bogged down. But at the same time, you definitely had your essentials.
Mm-hmm. And it comes down to the event itself. In you know big events, they'll have you know most of everything that you wouldn't need to bring. Like for example, lights. You know, when you're doing video production, you'd have lights, you'd have, you know, a lot of assistance, a lot of you would sound. A lot of these events, they're taking care of the lighting and they're taking care of the sound. So all you need to do really is to make sure that you're bringing the essential equipment to capture the exact type of footage you need. For example, if you're showing a wide aspect, there's something when there's large crowds, you want a wide lens. And which I like to point out that people that have the new iPhone that has that wide-angle lens,
mm-hmm.
if you are an event and you're like, you know what, this is really good, I want to share this on social media, I really want to use the wide-angle lens. It will really make things look massive.
Wow.
And also, another tip, mm-hmm. you get closer to the action, it will bring foreground and it will push background away. That's what wide-angle lenses. And well, that's just a technical thing, yeah.
No, but that's important.
It is a very cool thing that whoever has that equipment on them should definitely give it a shot. It's very cool.
Another important lesson that I had as a takeaway is that there's always plan A and then there's plan B. And you have to, you know, that's the strength we have here, bottom line, is that at the end of the day, we figure it out. And that's why, again, we excel at campaigns. And again, this Dear Shoe campaign is a storybook campaign for Bottom Line Marketing Group. We were so honored to be part of it. And, of course, a shout-out to the you know many others on the team that played a critical role in this campaign. But the when we created the video, and this happened, I mean, it's just what I'm about to share happens almost every day in any business environment, and that is you have to be prepared to deal with certain areas and certain circumstances that come up that are surprises, and you can't get stuck. You gotta be flexible, and you have to be able to easily segue or pivot from one approach to another approach. You can't get stuck. So when we were creating the videos, there was a certain part we wanted to feature HaGaon Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and for whatever reason, we weren't able to get our hands on certain video footage of that moment, but we wanted to include that in the video.
Right, and I like to point out also, it was, especially with very big events, there's a lot of like security, and mm-hmm. there are a lot of things that could potentially be in the way, but it's always good to look around and be like, okay, so this is not an avail. This is not. I can't get too close because of this. You know, I can't get that high up because of fire safety. If you have a drone, you can't fly it indoors. That's just something that you have to keep in mind. And you could work. Really there are workarounds.
It's a great point because first I want to finish the point that what happened was we wound up putting in photos, just mm-hmm. stills, basically, and then just put some type of not animation, but motion to it.
Right.
So it worked within the video. That's mm-hmm. that's one. But you brought up a great point. Okay, tonight is the event at Prudential. But if you recall, on Wednesday before the event, we went and did a walkthrough at the venue. We scouted it out. We walked around the entire building. From a few different levels. Why did we do that? Why was that so important? Because then you get to see, just like you're pointing out, you know, where will the dais be? Where will the head table be? Where will the crowd be? What will be, you know, the limits
access?
On your access? Exactly right. Which which areas of the building will you have access to? So then you'll be able to and that enabled you to really. To work on the footage that you're getting tonight. You know, now we're putting aside the fact that in the building they're showing those two videos. By the way, if someone wants to see them, they'll be up on our YouTube channel on Bottom Line. If you go to YouTube and type in Bottom Line Marketing Group and Highlight Reel. In the highlight reels, we certainly will have these two.
Yeah, we'll have featured.
These two as featured videos, sure.
Along with a lot of other Bottom Line featured videos that are
absolutely there. Absolutely. Any other takeaways that you would like to share? Maybe in a type of lenses or equipment or camera preparation. So please talk about it.
I mean, I love equipment. Video person, I've been doing, you know, it's all started as a little hobby I started and all budded from, you know, sixth grade. Making a video for my class, and it's a lot of fun.
See that? And you pursued your passion.
It. Yeah, and you've been supportive.
Thank you.
So, coming back to what you have access to, if you have, security gives you access to 40 feet away from the actual shot that you need, then you know you need to factor in a close-up lens, something right. Close and tight. You can't lay a tripod, you know, in the middle of a crowded area because right. That's a fire hazard.
Right.
So, you know, technology has evolved to the point where you could get equipment that's
to
very
work
easy
around.
Very good workarounds. There are little stabilizers, there are things to do. And it all gets factored in with the planning. So you plan and you just figure out what's the right tool for what you need. And also, because events happen very fast, you know, you have to capture the moment. It's not good to overpack. And this goes on to go back to what we said before, but even an extra lens, you know, or a microphone, you don't really need the extra lens, you don't need the extra microphone if you're just going to sit in your bag and you're planning on using it for like one shot. It's got to be what you're using about at least 50% or more of the time. Because otherwise, it's just weight, and then you're carrying things. And yeah. If the event is in a big place, you're going to get tired.
Right, you're draining the critical energy that you need. Mm-hmm.
And usually, it's the end of the event where everything gets exciting.
I'm joined by Cirilli here, the videographer here at Bottom Line Marketing Group. Of course, we would love to produce your video, and of course, the entire campaign. Our strength is really doing the comprehensive approach to any particular campaign. And when we come back after the next commercial break, we'll talk about multi-channel marketing. But I would like to remind the listeners, our giveaway tonight is the book by Shep Hyken, Be Amazing or Go Home, 7 Customer Service Habits That Create Confidence with Everyone. By Shep Hyken, one lucky listener is going to win a hardcover copy of Shep's book, Be Amazing or Go Home. All you have to do is text over MYB. To 64600, again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win Shep Hyken's book, Be Amazing or Go Home. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. A special shout out to those that are tuning in that just participated in the Dirshu World Siyum. And tonight's show is dedicated to our work. We are so honored. Bottom Line Marketing Group, again, we're so appreciative of the wide variety of clients that we have the honor of servicing. Dirshu is certainly a feather in our cap. We're certainly extremely proud of it. And we're discussing the entire campaign because, I mean, tonight there are three venues that were sold out, so to speak. You know, it filled up. It didn't happen by itself. It happened with tremendous planning and strategic planning years in advance, and it all culminated into tonight's events. So we are talking about our work that's involved with it and from a marketing perspective. In the previous segment, we spoke with Srili, who's still here. Hi, Srili.
Hello.
Okay. And we spoke about the video component that was that we created, especially the highlight reels of Paris and Eretz Yisrael. Now we're going to talk about the multi-channel aspect that's really critical for every campaign. And now I'd like to spend a couple minutes on this. People sometimes will come to us as we're a marketing firm, come to us for their business and say, you know what, only social media works, or I only want to use social media because it's more inexpensive to reach people, which is not necessarily true, by the way. Or I would only work with video-based marketing or digital marketing or on Facebook, or I only, direct mail or print advertising. And the answer is, for a campaign to be successful, you need to target people through a number of channels. And here's the reason why. Each channel has a different way that it speaks to someone. Let me give an example. This campaign had many different channels. One in particular was billboards. Now, a billboard has to be designed in a way to communicate information in literally 1 to 2 seconds. That's the entire amount of attention that you have of someone who's driving, right? If that much, right? You we're certainly going to get someone's attention away from what they're doing behind the wheel. And of course they're driving. So it has to be a quick hit. Now, at the same time, you need to have different channels that can give over more information in order to generate a response, right? A call to action, right? That's a very important term in marketing, a call to action. But a direct response, a call to action with a direct response. So, for example, email blasts are critical for that. But the billboard supports the buildup so that the email blast then secures someone who actually goes and executes and delivers on the call to action, right? That's when you close the lead. But the billboard creates the environment, the excitement around the event. And then when the e-blasts come, that's when people say, oh, you know what? Right. I heard about that event. I saw the billboards. I saw the print ads. I heard about it. And then they go with the email blast that goes out. They then click on it and say, okay, now I'm going to execute my order for tickets. So that's why it all comes together. There was a print ad campaign. Press releases are so important because a press release gets a chance to explain the story, the buildup, what happened. For example, from the event in Yad Eliyahu, there was so much to cover. It was discussed and brought out, and we had reporters featuring real interviews with real people, and therefore it built the excitement through the lens of people that actually are part of the Dirshu program. That was another component. Press releases. I mentioned print advertising, email we discussed. There was direct mail for the campaign. And then, of course, that generates and builds word of mouth. And here's a key. Here's a key that really needs to be shared. So often people say, you know what? My business really doesn't need marketing, or I've grown so much simply by word of mouth. Here's the thing. If you rely simply on word of mouth, then you're not in control of the narrative. This is a key concept that I explain many times, and when you hear it, you're like, hey, you know what? That makes sense. What is it? When a company has marketing out there, or an organization in this case, and they have a narrative that's out there through press releases, through print ads, and it's out there in a consistent way, then all the word of mouth will hover around that path that's created and generated and scripted by the organization, by the company. Whereas if a company or an organization does not maintain control of their narrative, so then the word of mouth carries all over the place. I've had many times where organizations or clients, obviously I'm not going to say names because it's confidential, but where they'll call up and they'll say, you know, there's a, for example, you know what, I don't want to give any specific examples because I don't want to, you know, divulge anything that's confidential. But if a client calls up and says, people think that we're X and we're really Y, and we don't know why that's happening, but those rumors are spreading. And I always ask them, I say, okay, let me see your marketing materials. What type of campaign are you doing? I say, no, we just rely on word of mouth. I say, well, there's your answer. Word of mouth is just running off the rails. No one's maintaining control of it. However, if a company or an organization runs print ads and they maintain a very tailored social media effort, a campaign, then what happens is that word of mouth is of course, stimulated by all the marketing, but more importantly, it hovers to the line that the company draws out to create their narrative. Because the word of mouth will, let's say someone says something that's clearly a contradiction to something in an ad, so then A will say to B, say, you know, something about that company, it's not true. B will respond, say, wait a second, it doesn't make any sense. I saw an ad that clearly says something different than what you're saying now. Therefore, that's why word of mouth, although word of mouth is great, and of course a referral through a word of mouth is gold, but a campaign, an aggressive campaign that maintains the narrative of your brand will keep the conversations focused on the way that a company wants to portray it. So really, it makes sense?
Yes, definitely.
So that's why even videos, and the videos were created, they definitely factored in the narrative of the brand.
Yeah, it definitely gets a lot of people excited and gets a lot of, it creates conversation.
Yeah. Now, another aspect that I would like to share about multi-channel marketing is that you have the ability to reach people through a variety of their, through a number of different senses. So, for example, if video is great because it goes in through the eyes and through the ears, it's visual and it's, of course, audio.
Which is why sound is so important also. Because if there's a crowd, you have to hear the clapping. You have to hear clapping. If it's in a large venue, you got to hear, it's got to sound big. You can't have like a guy in a little corner with a condenser microphone. You got to really stereo, you got to real expand the stereo reverb.
Yeah. But in terms of multi-channel marketing, that's why video-based marketing, I mean, is the rage these days. I mean, that's why even, you know, LinkedIn embraced it a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, in a very aggressive way, because they realized that even in the business forum, reaching people through video is the way. And also we'll share something that everyone kind of admits to, like today no one has time, everyone's busy, but everyone has time for like a 2-minute video.
Right. Sure.
So definitely you need to make sure that video is part of your marketing toolbox. To have Bottom Line Marketing Group be involved to promote your brand, call me directly at 718-412-3505, 718-412-3505. We would love to have a no-obligation conversation on how we could build out the narrative of your brand. And our specialty in particular is content marketing. campaigns. And that's so critical to make sure to get the message out of your brand, what you stand for, in order to communicate and connect you with your audience. We're going to go to a commercial break, but before we do, our giveaway this evening is the amazing book, no pun intended, by Shep Hyken. The title is Be Amazing or Go Home, 7 Customer Service Habits That Create Confidence with Everyone. Shep Hyken is, of course, a New York Times and a Wall Street Journal best-selling author. He's also an NSA Hall of Famer, a great guy. We've had him on the show a few times. We got to get him. Surely we got to get him back. No, Shep Hyken.
Yeah, we definitely have to get him back.
Always a great show with Shep. His book, Be Amazing or Go Home, can be yours. One lucky listener is going to win it. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win the book, Be Amazing or Go Home, 7 Customer Service Habits That Create Confidence with Everyone. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com. where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. DaleCarnegie.com.
Are you a life insurance agent or financial advisor? Then this message is for you. At Hidden Gem Life Solutions, we specialize in purchasing life and viatical settlements. We convert unneeded life insurance policies into profit for you and your client as listed. By partnering with the Hidden Gem team, you can make over $50,000 possible commission on a single deal. Visit HiddenGemLS.com and get started. Turn your client's liability into an asset by visiting Hidden Gem's website, HiddenGemLS.com. That's HiddenGemLS.com. Or you can call us at 516-342-5516.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. A special shout out to those participating at the Dirshu World Seum in any of the 3 venues, Prudential Center, NJ Pack, and Newark Symphony Hall. Again, our firm, Bottom Line Marketing Group, was deeply honored to be involved with this campaign, with this amazing organization. This was a year-long campaign. Is not giving it the full... appreciation. It was more than a year involved in this campaign. In fact, the original strategy started 3 years ago, and that's part of the success of any great campaign, the strategic direction that has to be prepared from the outset. I'd like to share a point, because at the beginning of the show we talked about pressure and deadlines. I want to read a quote here from Chet Holmes in The Ultimate Sales Machine. Implementation, not ideas, is the key to real success. That's a quote from Chet Holmes. I'll repeat it. Implementation, not ideas, is the key to real success. Now, let me talk this out. As the CEO of a popular marketing firm, there's no question that ideas and creativity are critical. No, that's not up for question. However, what's more important than the creativity is implementation, execution. There's so many clients, there's so many companies out there that have an idea, but then they don't execute. They spend so much time thinking and overthinking and developing and development. Now, of course, you need to have that. But the real success is execution, is moving forward. And you know, that's why a deadline is so critical. Again, the quote we quote at the beginning of the show from Napoleon Hill, a goal is a dream with a deadline, right? You could have a goal, you have a dream, but then there has to be that deadline built in order to make it happen. And that's why the quote from Chet Holmes is similar in that idea. Implementation, not ideas, is the key to real success. And that's why I'm so proud of our work and our team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, because there were so many elements that were created for this campaign, so many materials. And in fact, the participants exiting from the buildings at Prudential Center and NJPAC and Newark Symphony are going to be treated to a major publication. And this publication also created jointly by Bottom Line Marketing Group and Dart Media is a 256-page book that was created in order as a and shared with the participants and given as a takeaway. It's a tribute publication. Why is that so important? Because when someone goes to an event, so at the event there's so much excitement, but what's the takeaway? What is that item that they then leave with and they're able to flip through and like, wow, I'll remember this forever. In fact, this brings to mind, we were honored to do a major project for Yeshiva Darche Torah. That's a private school out in the Far Rockaway area. And years ago when they put up their major, massive new building, so they had a Chanukah Sabayis, a major event, which was marking the establishment and moving in to that new building, and therefore they had a major event. And I remember Rabbi Bender Shlita, the great head, the dean, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva Darche Torah, called me in and he said, this is the way he put it to me, this goes back again, I think around 9 years ago. He said, listen, we're having this amazing event. Everyone's going to be excited, and everyone's going to be swept up with the how special it is to create such a beautiful building that's so vital for our community. But he said, what's the takeaway? I want people to go home with a piece that will then enable them to relive the experience. Let's create a coffee table publication. And of course, Bottom Line Marketing Group was honored to be involved with that, and we produced a beautiful publication for that event. And we did a beautiful publication for tonight's event, tonight's Dirshu event. Why is a takeaway publication so critical? Because, again, the key word there is takeaway. Everyone there will be able to relive that, like, oh, right, I got that at that event. It, of course, the content is all tailored around the organization. And therefore, this takeaway piece will be the piece that will remind everyone of how special tonight's event was. So really, coming back to your great work in terms of the videos, the highlight reel is really a similar point to what I mentioned about the book. When we create a highlight reel, it's a way, in a short way, recapturing what went on at the event. Now, you know, the million-dollar question is, how in the world are you able to take 6 hours and put it into 2.5 minutes? What's the secret?
Well, it's a fair good question. Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, in the end of the day, with editing, it's, you know, you could be cutting and cutting and cutting and just keep cutting things out, but you have to, you know, leave a lot of good stuff in.
Right.
So it's like a balance. You know, you have to keep it a good good way. I found is to do it is to just lay it out like if you're doing anything, like you're doing a book or anything, you mm-hmm. lay out. You do layout basically. You lay out. All right, I know over here is an intro. I know over here there's a main bit, and I know here there's going to be let's say for example in a book, you know, like there's chapter one, chapter two. In video, it's something else. You know, it could be different parts of the event. It could be if there was a music part, it could be that. It could be if there was an event where there was a networking session, mm-hmm. it could be like you could transition. It would be something over there, something different. And then, of course, you end off with an ending slide or a call to action, something, you know, with branding. But it's in the end, you just basically have it formatted to the layout that you go in early on. So yeah, it's definitely not, you know, you don't start off with the 4-hour video and then you just keep cutting and cutting and cutting. Because then you just,
it's too hard. Forever.
And it's too hard. There's so much you want to leave in.
Right. And by the way, also the key to these videos is that they're up roughly 48 to 72 hours after the event.
Yeah, very quick turnaround.
Quick turnaround. They have to be up really sometimes even the next day if all the footage is there, or within 2-3 days. That's when the excitement is still there and it's fresh on people's minds.
It's got to be hot,
And it's got to be hot.
Right out.
Our giveaway tonight is the book by Shep Hyken, Be Amazing or Go Home, 7 Customer Service Habits That Create Confidence with Everyone. And you know what's great about this program? We have these guests. I mean, Shep Hyken has been on a couple of times. We got to get him on again. Every time he comes on, he shares amazing content. You know that Shep Hyken gets $25,000 to come and speak.
Wow.
That's what he gets. And he deserves it.
He's an incredible speaker.
He's an NSA Hall of Famer. I think there's only around 350 of them in the entire world out of 100,000 paid speakers out there. He's an NSA Hall of Famer, and we get him on the show here. Why? Because we produce great business content for you, the great listener of this program, and that's why we're in the top 10 in New York AM radio, according to the Nielsen ratings. His book, Be Amazing, Go Home, or Go Home, is going to go to one lucky listener. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win Chef's book, a hardcover copy, an autographed copy of Chef's book, Be Amazing or Go Home, 7 Customer Service Habits That Create Confidence with Everyone. Good luck. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
We educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times in the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luke Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Thank you so much for joining me. Tonight's show is dedicated to the incredible organization Dirshu and our work, Bottom Line Marketing Group, who has the great honor of servicing that very, very special organization. Tonight they are holding 3 simultaneous celebrations. One is taking place in the Prudential Center, one is taking place in NJ Pack, and one is taking place in Newark at Newark Symphony Hall, all concurrent programs. And we were honored to handle the marketing for that, for those you know, celebrations. It's a true honor. And so that's really what tonight's program is really going through and sharing some secrets about what's involved in creating a campaign of that magnitude. One area that I'd like to share, and this really applies to any type of campaign, and that is how to deal with pressure. Okay, there are times during a campaign that, you know, the pressure's on. You know, when we had to, tonight a book was given out that has hundreds of pages. There was pressure to get that to the printer on time. There was pressure many weeks in terms of creating the a great concept for an ad, and then it was running down to the deadline. And the answer is just the explanation on how to deal with it is always, you know, be in control, take a deep breath, and of course, be extremely focused on what's at hand. Meaning you can't be oblivious or numb to it. A person can't say, I can't deal with it. That's not an approach. A person has to be, if a person is behind the wheel of a car, a pilot is in the cockpit, and if, you know, it brings to mind, many years ago, I had the honor of interviewing Captain Sully Sullenberger. And he talked about the pressure that he was faced with. And of course, he handled it, you know, really, really well. And the result was that 155 people's lives were saved and they're alive today because of his actions. And what coming back to our campaign, and really for any campaign, is make sure to handle pressure in a positive way, but to make sure to handle it in the proper way. That's really the way to say it. Handle it in the proper way. If there's pressure, don't lose yourself. Don't get flustered. Don't get bent out of shape. Don't say, I can't handle it. Don't start murmuring to other people on the team and just start to have a negative approach to life. That's not the way you're going to be successful. Oh, no. The way to handle is people take note how people handle pressure. When someone knows how to be cool under pressure, they go places in life because they're like, wow, that person knows how to handle it. They didn't lose themselves. So whether it's really it's capturing video at a stadium and you had to run into some issues where security wouldn't let you through, you pivoted, you went to plan B. And even though there was pressure, you knew you had to get certain information. You're like, listen, I got to deal with what I got to deal with, and I'm not going to lose myself over it. I'm going to handle pressure well. That is definitely a factor. I mean, no question.
No question. You have to definitely cannot take, you know, you can't, I mean, I wouldn't say take no for an answer because you want to get arrested. Hey, police officer. License registration. No. Nah, you can't do that. But yeah. Definitely, and also it's along similar lines, it goes along with in the heat of a moment when there's a deadline coming up and something very short time to figure something out, and people, you know, will have a lot of suggestions, and it's important to, you know,
Know how to sort it out
in a way that makes everyone feel comfortable. So there's no like, yes, you know, this is my idea, and no, right, your input is
zero. Not quite. Now, by the way, Spill, we only have around 3 minutes left. So another point that I want to bring out for a campaign is that you need to have an established narrative and stick with it. In fact, Joseph Abboud, the noted fashion design icon, spoke about it on this show a number of months ago. And he said, you have to be faithful to your brand, true to your brand, true to your narrative. Once you launch a campaign, don't allow it to go all over the place by starting, like, let's say 1 week saying, oh, I, you know, someone made a comment, so I'm going to change the whole campaign. No. Once you establish a campaign, run with it and run with it hard. People don't always look at the outcome. This campaign started a year ago, and these three venues, Prudential Center, NJPAC, Newark Symphony Hall, were filled. Was sold out 3 weeks prior to the event. 3 weeks prior. So that there's a backstory. What's the backstory? Of course the organization does great work. That's true. But the backstory was that there was a campaign, an excellent campaign. And we're giving bottom line marketing group a pat in the back. Okay, that's I think that's fair, you know. But there was a consistent narrative that was established out there in the marketplace, and we stuck with it. We stuck with it. Didn't just pivot like, okay, we'll change an idea, we'll change it. You know, of course, there's creativity along the way. The old ads weren't the same. There were new concepts brought in. But they all remained true to a consistent narrative. That's you know, really, really special. So would you believe it? We're out of time.
Really?
It goes so fast. Every guest says this each week. So just briefly, I want to remind the listeners, our giveaway this week is the book by Shep Hyken, Be Amazing or Go Home, 7 Customer Service Habits That Create Confidence with Everyone. One lucky listener is going to win an autographed hardcover copy of Shep's new book, Be Amazing or Go Home. All you have to do is text over. It's not his newest book. He's come out with he comes out with titles all the time. But a recent release, Be Amazing or Go Home. It's going to go to one lucky listener. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win Be Amazing or Go Home by Shep Hyken. Well, that wraps up a great edition. A special thank you to Dirshu for selecting Bottom Line Marketing Group. It's a true honor to service you. Special shout out to all those that attended the Dirshu World Seam. It was really it's such a special privilege to be involved with this campaign. But this wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over 2 decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.